on this first day of the Pope's visit here in Croatia, we've seen a lot of themes emerge. The family, which is, of course, the focus of this trip, youth, Europe's Christian heritage, and even the coexistence of science and faith. What struck you as some of the most salient?
I think that the problem of the youth, of the education and the family are at the center of this trip. This is clear. But also the Christian roots of the history of Croatia and the idea of the contribution of the Croatian nation to the European community, bringing exactly the richness of this Christian tradition, of the synthesis of faith and culture, is really a very important point. And maybe for the authority of this nation in this moment, and maybe also for the people in this moment, is one of the most important aspect, because they are remembering now the 20 years of the independence, and they are preparing to enter the European community, but the people has many doubts about the European community. And then to find again the enthusiasm, the motivation for bringing in Europe, in the community of the peoples, the contribution of the national identity, of the history, of the culture of this nation is something very important. And the Pope has spoken very clearly about this, and then has given a positive contribution, an encouragement, speaking on the plane, but also in some of the speeches. It is the clear position of the Pope. He said this very, very clearly and intentionally. He is encouraging the Croatian to go on toward Europe, toward the European community, but with the profound conscience of having an identity that has much to do with Christianity. And they have to bring this as their contribution to the European community.
Now, you were commenting also there on some of the things the Pope said at the National Theatre, of course, also on his arrival here in Croatia. But at the National Theatre, the Pope warned that without religion and morality excluded from the prevailing subjective modern thought today, there can be no remedy, he said, to the crisis in the West, and Europe is destined to collapse in on itself. Those are pretty strong words. Was that a dire prediction or an invitation?
It is a very strong warning. That is, the Pope is not a pessimistic man. But the Pope is he sees the problem clearly, and he does not try to put there away without seeing clearly where the problem is. And then if he says there is really a risk for our civilization, for Europe, he says this clearly. This is his responsibility. I think this is very honest. But he does not say this because he will be pessimistic or will see only the negative side. No, but if you are parent, you have to say to your to your children if you see that there is a risk. And then the Pope has to say there is the risk in the subjectivism, in the denial of real and solid values. If you don't have reference on values that are objective, that are true, that are solid, then you lose the orientation, you lose the ground, and you you risk to fall and to lose your future. He says this. He has already said sometimes very clearly, but it was said today also in a very important moment with the reference to the conscience. I find that it was very good to say this with reference to the conscience. I think that speaking about Newman, sometime he has spoken very very strongly about the importance of the conscience, and then for the English listeners, it is maybe useful to connect what he has said on the importance of the conscience, speak about Newman, and the speech of today for Croatia.
You mentioned the future of Europe. Also, the future of Europe and the future of Croatia, of course, is in the hands of young people, who Pope Benedict saw in overwhelming numbers today at the vigil. He was pointing to Croatia's young people as the future of what to some people could look like the beginnings of a new church here in Croatia. Croatia, of course, is a nation struggling to overcome the scars of war and its communist past. Is this a new chapter for the church in Croatia?
I think that there is always the hope of something new, but it is not something new that begins from nothing. There is a long history of this church, a very profound foundation of the church. There are good cultural institutions of the church in Croatia. Now there is also the foundation of a new Catholic university. This is something important. But there is a good pastoral activity for the young people, good catechesis, good initiatives. And in this sense, I think that is something new that demonstrates its existence, but it is the result of a long work.
And we saw a lot of that dynamism from the parish work here out in the piazza, out in the square today.
Yes, and I was impressed from the fact that we had adoration of the Holy Sacrament in the central square of a big city. This is nothing. This is not very normal, I think. In
no.
A secularized nation, it is very strange. But here it was something familiar, I think. It was something normal.
And it was so quiet, you could hear a pin drop.
It is true. During the prayer, it was so silent that I was listening to the birds singing around the altar. It was fantastic, really. And there were, so I think, 50,000 people around the square and in the other places around, and the concentration was very impressive. I think there was real prayer, and in this sense it is important that the Pope does many things, many speeches, many meetings and so on, but at the end is a priest, is a man of God, and he helps the people to meet God. And this fact that the meeting with young people, beginning from Cologne, I think, but also in many other occasions, are now finishing with the adoration, with the silence, is something interesting and rather impressive. That is, the spirituality is live, and the young people like to pray.